John Newton, the Director of Market Intelligence for American Farm Bureau Federation.
John, American Farm Bureau coming out with a new report looking at Canadian dairy exports and its impact, especially as NAFTA negotiations are continuing to get closer to wrapping up. Can you share a little bit more about some of their increasing production and really what that's doing to the global marketplace?
Well, Canada administers a supply management system for their dairy industry, and what that means is their provincial governments determine how much additional milk production can be produced by the dairy farmers in Canada. And over the last few years, to meet the growing demand for higher fat dairy products in Canada, we've seen Canadian milk production increase faster than any other major dairy producing country in the world. Milk production's increased about 16% over the last 4 years in Canada. But the byproduct of increasing milk output to get more of the milk fats is that you have more skim milk solids. And those skim milk solids, what Canada's done in the last 2 years is change their milk pricing system in such a way that they can utilize those skim milk solids domestically at artificially low prices and then export those skim milk solids into the global market, really disrupting skim milk powder markets around the world.
Are they able to consume that increased milk fat for their demand in country?
They certainly are. Their demand for butter, for example, is very, very strong. As a matter of fact, they can't get enough, and they imported a lot of butter from the United States this year to meet their growing demand. The challenge is they're producing all of these extra skim milk solids that their domestic market is in surplus of. As a matter of fact, in 2015 and 2016, their non-fat dry milk inventories reached nearly a 40-year high. So in order to get rid of those extra inventories, they changed their domestic pricing system to incentivize cheese plants to use those milk powders to fortify cheese, as well as to provide an opportunity for them to export that milk powder. The problem is they've got a supply management system that means their consumers have some of the highest prices for dairy products in the world. So effectively, Canada is having its cake and eating it too. It's got a supply management system. Their farmers have very high prices, but for the products that are in surplus, they're able to dump that product in the global market at prices at or below market clearing levels.
That's caused quite an upset for U.S. farmers and remains one of the points of contentions within NAFTA renegotiations. Do you see any clarity coming in through the end of these talks?
Well, we'd certainly like to hope so. Canada's skim milk powder exports in 2017 were up 200% year over year, and in 2018 they're going to export more than 80,000 metric tons of skim milk powder around the world. In Mexico, they've increased their market share substantially. So I think it really has become a topic of conversation in NAFTA, not only because of what they're doing in the export business, but also what it does to their importing. This new Class 7 system has effectively stopped in its tracks the exports of ultra-filtered milk to Canada. And as we know, that's what ultimately led to the grassland dairy situation late last year. And we've seen other milk supply situations arise where producers are losing access to markets because milk supply is backing up. There's not enough processing capacity, and one of the reasons is the drop-off in demand from Canada.
Having that surplus skim milk powder on the marketplace in Canada and the EU, low prices in the U.S., what is it used for, and who is actually buying it?
Well, those skim milk powders are going all over the world. We think about exports to Mexico. They're exporting to Egypt, Sri Lanka, the Philippines. It's a product that's moving all around the world, and their export percentages are up pretty strong in some of these countries. For example, in Sri Lanka, I believe their milk powder exports are up over 2,000%. So it's definitely something that has our attention because we export a lot of the milk powders that we produce in the United States as well. And so when Canada is able to come in and export at or below market clearing prices in markets that we do business with, it upsets the apple cart.
Having that increased demand for butter and milk fat, is there an alternative that the waste product could be turned into or new uses for it?
Well, that's a million-dollar question right there. So, in the composition of milk, it's about 3.5 pounds of milk fat per 100 pounds of milk on average. and then you get about 3 pounds of protein in it. So it takes about 20 pounds of milk to make a pound of butter, and then you have a lot of the non-fat milk solids that remain in once you pull out the fat to make butter. So finding alternative uses for that, in the same capacity when you make cheese, one of the byproducts is whey, dry, and we dry that, or we make a liquid whey, and that's we're having more uses for that now. So I think that's just something that will come with time. We do know that these whey products and non-fat dry milk products are used for nutritional supplements for children and for babies around the world. So it's definitely something that we'd like to see more uses for, and quite frankly, expanding access around the world for these products would go a long way to helping to relieve some of the surplus.
John, any other comments to wrap us up with?
I just think all eyes are really going to be on the U.S. trade negotiations to see if we can come to some sort of resolution with Canada, with dairy. You know, Canada has a very protectionist policy on poultry and dairy. We made very significant headway in the TPP negotiations with Canada, and we hope to see similar type of arrangements here in the NAFTA modernization, in that just more meaningful and increased access, reducing some of the tariff levels, maybe getting increased tariff rate quota access, and then really addressing that Class 7 milk pricing system. I think if we were to do those things, and that would go a long way to helping